Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Tuesday's edition of Morning Brews. My name, of course, is Ryan Smelts, and I appreciate you tuning in and listening to this episode. I'm super excited. Today we're going to be talking about expanding your network. I do owe you an apology for yesterday and Friday, as yesterday's episode was Friday's episode, and Friday's episode did not go up. We had some technical difficulties. I am going to try to put this episode up without the ads. I hope that you still get as much value out of it. Of course, those links will still be in the description, so if you need coffee or a website, be sure to check that out. However, today we're talking about expanding your network. So number one, schedule networking. Two, use your existing network. And three, set goals. So I hear a lot of people talk about when they need to expand their network, they don't necessarily know how to do it. They don't feel like their current network holds the value or the connections that they really want. And the truth is, for me personally, I am a little bit of a social person. So I really enjoy talking. I like talking to other people. I like hearing their stories, getting to know new people. So oftentimes, I will have connections and know people that maybe I'm even unaware of. And also, hand in hand with this show, primarily the Business and Brew Show, obviously I meet a ton of business owners in different industries. So I've found more and more people are making a comment or asking a question like, oh, who knows, you know, who does car detailing? And I bring up MC's Royal Detailing with Mauricio. Somebody might say, who does chiropractic in the area and does, you know, excellent work or works with families? And that's when I say Dr. Chris and Jaylene at Harmony Chiropractic. So just being able to mention the names of individuals and their businesses off the top of my head is because I've sat down with these people and held an hour plus conversation with them about who they are, what they do, and what their business is about. So I also know and understand the specifics of them. So I'm not telling you that you should go out and host a business podcast and talk to business owners, though that would be awesome. And I'd love to have someone like that on the show. I'm saying that the conversations that I held with these people, whether there was a camera involved or not, has led to me being able to not only retain information about them and their business, but also create somewhat of a relationship with them. Both of those I just mentioned, I've either referred someone in my family to them or use them myself. They do excellent work. And so I've gotten that experience with these people. So, you know, obviously they benefit from being in my network because either they're getting business, you know, from me referring people, or they're getting my business directly. But I benefit from using them. Because number one, I didn't have to go out and look or research. Whenever my family asks about goods or services that they need, I don't have to, you know, leave them hanging and say, "Oh, I have no idea." So I've just got those people in my network that I'm able to bring up. So building relationships is definitely how you increase your network and increase the value inside of your network. When it comes to number one, scheduling your networking, basically, this is probably more for the people who struggle to go out and network, who struggle to set aside the time, go to the events, and make sure that they network with other people. However, this is a good thing to do because if you are going to a networking event, many of us don't put things on our calendars because we don't want to do them. Or if we don't put it on our calendar and we forget, especially if someone else invited us, then we can say, "Oh no, I forgot, my bad." Okay, So if you're not very social and networking is something that you don't enjoy as much as I do, then put it on your calendar. It's going to force you into that position, especially if you use a calendar that basically shares your schedule if you're the owner of the company and you've got employees who can see that. So maybe your receptionist, secretary, or admin person is scheduling meetings for you and they can see that your time is taken up, then you're not going to have any excuse to get out of it. Also, it's super easy nowadays because if you're going to a networking event on Facebook or Meetup or, you know, sometimes even your local Chamber of Commerce, forgot the name there for a second, then they're sending out emails and little buttons that you can press that say add to calendar. So adding it to the calendar is really simple and you can do it very quickly. So schedule your networking, take the excuses out of it. Number two, use your existing network. So I have met many people and made many connections through my existing network. So asking people, hey, who do you know in this field or industry? I do that sometimes. I'll ask people, hey, who do you know that does this, that, or the third that maybe I could get on the show? Maybe I could talk to about helping me out with this project. So using your existing network, you know, obviously I have a network, you have a network. If you combine those, then, you know, we have a plethora of resources when it comes to different people in different fields and industries, depending on what someone is looking for. And once again, at the end of the day, I just like meeting new people. So even if you reach out to me and say, hey, you know, I have this social networking event that I'm going to and I'm supposed to bring somebody. To a lot of people, that would be a burden, like, oh, okay, you have to bring somebody, I have to go. But I would be excited because now I get to go make more connections. So use your existing network, reach out, pay attention to them on social media, Facebook, LinkedIn. A lot of people say that LinkedIn is more for the professionals and Facebook is more for fun and memes. However, everyone who is on Facebook is on LinkedIn and vice versa. So I am a firm believer of basically garbage in, garbage out. So if you're on Facebook and you're cruising around looking at the memes and the jokes and just trash, then, you know, based off the algorithm, that's what's going to pop up on your timeline. So that's one reason that people think LinkedIn is more for the professionals, because not only is it structured that way, but that's all that people put on there. If people put garbage on LinkedIn, someone would find the garbage, okay? And number two, so, you know, on my Facebook, I surround myself with, you know, people who I know or have some type of connection with, whether it's military or law enforcement. And I surround myself with content that I want to consume. Okay, so I definitely have a mixture because I do appreciate the occasional joke. So I am definitely involved in those types of groups. But I'm also involved in some groups that I run, such as the Raleigh Small Business group, also the DD214 gang, which is for the veteran talk show. So I also have a co-admin on one of those groups that posts a lot of positive content. So I read his posts and maybe I get motivated or inspired by reading it. So this all comes back to using your existing network. Tap into it. Even if you think they're not on Facebook, they are on Facebook. Just start to purposefully go out and find on Facebook the stuff that you want to see and consume. And you're going to stop seeing all of that other trash. And then you're going to start to make connections on the internet where you don't necessarily have to go out and be in person at a networking event to make those connections. So use your existing network. It can get extremely large on the internet. Take advantage of it. You don't have to be best friends with someone for them to be in your network. You just have to know who they are and what they do at the end of the day. Build a relationship with that person. Next time you reach out, they're going to remember you because you made an impact on them. And whether it's you or someone else that needs help, they're more inclined to do it because they're at least familiar. So the last thing I want to talk about, and I am running a little bit long, is set goals, okay? So if you take a look at your network, whether you keep it in your contacts or like my friend Paul Roberts, he uses a CRM to manage pretty much everybody in his life, whether it's your name, your birthday, your phone number, your email address. If you want to know how to network and make connections, Paul is definitely a guy I would reach out to. But set goals. So maybe you have a goal of meeting one new person per month. Maybe that's not extreme enough for you. Maybe you want to meet five new people per week. Whatever it is, take a look at your existing network. Say, okay, I've got, you know, only 100 people in my network, and I need to increase that because, you know, one of the common sayings is your network is your net worth. So if you want to run a successful business and you want to make those connections and be able to give out and receive referrals, then you need a very large network. So maybe you say, okay, well, I want to start slow, so I'm going to do two new people every week. Okay, I'm going to make two new connections every week. And then as you're able to hit that goal, so you say, I'm going to do two new people every week for a month, and then a month into it, you were successful, then you increase that goal. Maybe do four new connections per week. And you just keep setting your goals to make those connections until you've successfully built your network to a point where you can say, okay, now I need to do something different with it. Because especially, you know, once you have a relationship with someone, it doesn't just maintain itself. You definitely have to nurture it. So I'm going to cut it short. That's all I got for you today. Expand your network. Listen, reach out to somebody today. Make a connection today. Whoever it is, if you need help, if you can't figure out where to go, what to do, how to take the first step, you know, leave it in the comment section below this video. If you're listening on the podcast, there should be a way for you to leave a comment on the audio podcast with a link in the description. If nothing else, you can go to our website and submit the contact form and say, Ryan, I have no idea what to do, and I will send you a list of 5 or 10 ideas. People you can reach out to. I may even connect you with someone directly. Especially if you need something specific, be sure to reach out. I know plenty of people. I'm sure I know someone that can help you out. I appreciate you listening. I hope you enjoyed this ad-free episode of Morning Brews. If you did, be sure to let us know. Once again, on the website, contact form, comments, or audio voice submission at the link below. Thank you so much. My name is Ryan Smeltz, and I will see you on the next episode of Morning Brews.